With your latest news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. In the courts, a man is facing 5 counts of indecent assault and 1 count of breach of trust in a case involving a child. No identifying details are being released due to strict protections. The allegations relate to an October 2023 incident and involve claims that the man in a position of trust assaulted the girl on several occasions at a residential address. The man denies the charge. In other news, not much rain during the first month of the wet season. Radio K-Man's Carsley Fuller has more.
The National Weather Service's monthly weather stats for May show that Grand Cayman saw below average rainfall, clocking just 2.6 inches, well below the 30-year average of 5.9. On the flip side, temperature was above average at 85.1 degrees. The hottest day was May, when the mercury climbed to 92.5 degrees. It was even drier and hotter in Cayman Brac, with total rainfall logging in at just 1.2 inches. The 10-year average for the sister island is about 6.9 in May. The average temperature was 86.1 degrees above normal, and the hottest day was May 17th, when temperatures climbed to 92.5 degrees. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
You can learn more at weather.gov.ky. Finally, the National Workforce Development Committee is calling on employers to complete the Caymanian Employment Survey, which aims to gather insights into hiring practices, skills availability, and challenges in retaining Caymanian workers. The results will inform the National Workforce Development Strategy. Deputy Chief Officer Danielle Roberts said employer input will play a key role in shaping future workforce policies. The survey runs from the 10th to the 24th of June at publicconsultation.gov.ky. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe, which will take us out of our newscast.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. The World Bank has forecast that this year the global economy will grow at its slowest rate since the COVID pandemic because of the US-Israeli war against Iran. The bank is making extra funds available to the developing countries worst hit by soaring fuel and fertilizer costs. Meanwhile, climate experts say a new El Niño has officially begun. The phenomenon brings the hotter temperatures and extreme weather that's expected to add further pressure to food prices. President Trump says the United States will carry out further strikes against Iran in the coming hours. He also threatened to seize the Iranian oil export hub on Karg Island. Iran's top negotiator warned that wrong strategies and impulsive decisions would create an endless quagmire that the US would be stuck in for years. Britain's defence secretary has resigned, accusing the prime minister of failing to commit the funds needed to protect against rising threats. US firefighters say they're investigating a hazardous material incident at the Pentagon. US media said people were evacuated from several floors. Some are now reporting that it was a false alarm. Niger is the latest West African country to criminalise gay and transgender people. Same-sex relations are now punishable by up to 20 years in prison. Anyone seeking sexual reassignment surgery could be jailed for up to 10 years. The governing body of the World Chess has suspended Russia. It comes after a sports tribunal found Russia had violated Ukraine's sovereignty by organising events in annexed Crimea and occupied Ukrainian territories. The first match of the Football World Cup will kick off in Mexico City in a few hours' time. There'll be an opening ceremony there, as well as in the coming days in Toronto and Los Angeles. BBC News.